A plan by a businesswoman to source water from the Kimberley's Fitzroy River would see the water used to grow fodder crops for an extra 20,000 more cattle on Ms. Reinhardt's pastoral stations, Liveringa, Fossil Downs and Narrima. According to reports, the project would create over 100 jobs. No one from Hancock Prospecting's been available for comment, but the Pastoralists and Graziers Association has been talking up the proposal. The PGA's Tony Seabrook told Claire Moody the idea is part of negotiations over the proposed new Fitzroy River National Park.
The Margaret River and the Fitzroy River join together just north, just upstream from Fitzroy Crossing. The bulk of Fossil Down sits in the middle of that V created by those two rivers. There is a staggering amount of water comes down those rivers in a normal wet season. Their proposal is to build an offtake tank to one side of the river to take water only during the years when it can be taken, because in such a way that won't affect the river system further downstream, and then to use that to irrigate. This is the most staggering proposal we've seen for the use of that river system since the Camballan effort in the early 1980s, which was taken out by a massive flood. So look, this is something, it's a once-in-a-lifetime, and government and bureaucracy should recognise that that's exactly what it is and run with it.
So has this proposal by Gina Reinhardt and her company, has it already gone to the state government?
Look, it's early days. There have been negotiations. There's been an attempt at an interface. The real worry here is that the number of so-called stakeholders drowns out the one stakeholder that's actually prepared to invest the money. And if at the end of the day you establish a vibrant, profitable, exciting industry on that river that will see machinery companies, fertiliser companies, chemical companies, transport companies, and this could bring a vibrancy that we'll never see if it's turned into a national park. So especially for the Indigenous people, but also for everybody in the north, this proposal is probably the most exciting thing that's happened in the Kimberley in many generations. And certainly it may need a bit of tweaking, but nobody has ever stepped up to do something as big and as significant as this. And probably never will for quite a long time, because a national park will preclude it ever happening any time in the future.
So have you actually seen this proposal in writing? Is it in writing, or is it just a thought bubble at this stage?
There's a very serious commitment at this stage. The planning has been done. I haven't seen the plans with us, because obviously this is a massive investment and certain issues of privacy there. But they know exactly what they want to do. They know exactly how much they want to spend, but they know exactly what they want to do. Now, there are naysayers out there saying that this will never work and the proposal is untested. But it's not very often you find someone stepping up and saying, well, I'm prepared to have a go and I'm prepared to use my money. I'm not asking the government to do anything on my behalf. They just want to get on with it.
But, Tony, what is the actual proposal? What would the water be used for?
Irrigation. Initially, the concept is to provide fodder for cattle. One of the big problems in the north is that seasons vary. They're having a very tough one this year. Markets only want finished stock. They don't want drought-stricken stock. The capacity to actually produce fodder so that in a really tough year, you can turn animals off, not only to the standard that they normally come off pastoral lands, but to actually finish them to a world standard. This can't be done on the rangelands. You need to actually produce high-grade fodder for cattle to achieve that. So, this is so exciting with such an incredible possible outcome for everybody. There's an abattoir up there right now that's killing stock, but how would it be if they could actually guarantee 12 months around world-class stock for export?
Have you spoken to Ms. Reinhardt personally about this proposal?
Yes, I have. She is gravely concerned, especially when you consider that there are four state ministers involved in this, that political attitudes, political philosophy could well interfere, and it will produce a negative outcome, because a national park will produce a few jobs for so-called rangers. What they're going to do, I don't know. But a social commitment by our government will never deliver what a profitable commercial solution will deliver. And so for a state government to say that it's fulfilling an electoral promise without looking at the other alternatives, I think is very short-sighted.
That's Tony Seabrook from the Pastoralists and Graziers Association of WA speaking to Claire Moody. A spokesperson for the state government said the Water Minister, Dave Kelly, had not been contacted, but that there had been discussions between Hancock Prospecting and three departments, including the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation. We've also contacted the traditional owners of the area and are waiting to hear back from them on their views. In the meantime, Martin Pritchard from the environment group Environs Kimberley is with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make, Martin, of this proposal by Gina Reinhart, which Tony Seabrook's outlined but has not seen the details of?
Well, look, we're really concerned because this would be the biggest irrigation farm in the Southern Hemisphere, much bigger than Cubby Station, the controversial cotton farm over east, and we're really concerned that this would turn into a Murray Darling-style disaster. It would potentially starve the river downstream for fishing of the iconic barramundi, for stock and for critically endangered species like the sawfish. So, yeah, it's a big concern to us.
So you're thinking more about the actual cropping area rather than just what we've heard about the offtake of the water to harness water when it's in flood?
Oh, look, we're just really concerned about the future of the river, and the state government has committed to protecting it. And this is certainly not in balance with that. And so, you know, there's a lot of people, including the traditional owners, who want to see that river flourish into the future. And this doesn't fit in with that vision.
How exactly, though, do you think this proposal would affect the river if we're looking at harnessing water in flood, putting it into dams and using it? And how would that affect the river, and how would this cropping proposal affect the river?
Well, look, what we've seen is floodplain harvesting in New South Wales, in the Murray-Darling Basin, and scientists are now saying that that practice should no longer take place because of the damage that it does to the environment. And these floods are critically important for species like the barramundi. We know that they need the floodplains to be healthy, to be able to have significant stocks of barramundi. And certainly they're not the only species that requires that. There's also species like the cherubin, which are really important for the river there. And then you have the critically endangered sawfish, and it's the Fitzroy is the last global stronghold for the critically endangered sawfish. And we have heard that recently there has been mass deaths of sawfish on Gina Reinhart's Liveringa station, and that there's investigations being undertaken right now. So, you know, to add something like this, which would be the largest irrigation farm in the Southern Hemisphere, on top of a system that is already under pressure from things like climate change, then we're looking at a Murray-Darling-type disaster, in our view.
Had you heard any details about this proposal before reading about it in the media yesterday?
No, that was the first that we heard of it. And it is a bit confusing because when you look at the story in the paper, what it says is that Ms. Reinhart is prepared to swap land in order to get 325 billion litres of water. And when you think about it, it's actually not her land to swap. It's actually public land that morally and ethically belongs to traditional owners. So, there needs to be some clarity around what's being proposed, because at the moment, what all we're seeing is this massive irrigation farm, and we're really concerned that it could turn the Fitzroy into a disaster zone, really.
Would it make sense, though, that Ms. Reinhart would want something in exchange for relinquishing land in her pastoral leases to give to the National Park Plan?
Oh, look, we don't think that you can wheel and deal around something as special as the Fitzroy River in the Kimberley. It's globally significant. It's a national heritage listed by the Commonwealth Government because of its environmental and cultural values. And, you know, we don't believe that you can just do swaps for something that is so valuable and sustains many people in the Fitzroy Valley and has done for thousands of years.